Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the R&B Group Harmony Review. Today is November 5th, 1994, and you know there'll be a full moon tonight because the lunatics are here today.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I forgot my theme song, and he insisted on playing his all the way through. Why, I'll never know. His cart sounds like it's really died about 10 years ago.
It did die 10 years ago. But, it's only 14 years old. What do you want?
Our first caller today was Mr. Dan Romanello. We'd like to say hello to our partner, Dan. And by the way, he says hello to you, George.
Okay.
And why don't you tell us, if you can stop playing with your needle, you can tell us what we're going to be presenting today.
Well, forget it. I don't even want to talk. That's it. We'll leave now. Show's over. Okay.
No, we got some good music today.
Yes, we do.
There's
yes,
no doubt about it.
And we have a couple of nice little tickets to Cleveland for these people. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
1956, we kicked this one off with the Parakeets Quintet on Atlas with My Heart Tells Me.
You love me, and I believe you. Want you to know I love you too. When you tell me you want my arms, I'm gonna tell you I want yours too.
Papa,
my heart always be.
Okay, on New York's Atlas label, one of those great Washington, D.C. groups, the Parakeets, who, by the way, also backed up Vic Donna, a gentleman that I actually attended school with. That was from 1956, and that was called My Heart Tells Me. By the way, folks, notice, this is supposed to be my show today.
Right.
Notice how he took over.
Righto.
I mean, the man just moved right in.
You got it, pal.
What's up, buddy?
Okay, listen, what we're going to do now is continue a little spotlight on the Atlas record label, if it's all right with you.
Oh, sure, you have my permission.
Thank you very much.
By the way, this is my guest.
Right.
That's about as big a joke as I've ever heard.
This is true.
You and I will always go down together.
This is true. Okay, we're going to continue our spotlight on the Atlas record label, 1956, once again, the Parakeets encore with I Have a Love.
Ooh, I have love.
come back to me.
Bum, 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 bum.
On the night that we parted, well, it all was meant to be. And now I'm broken hearted. Why can't you sing to listen to me? Oh, Lenora, I really love you so. I'll never let you go. Never forget Lenora.
Completing our spotlight there on the New York City based Atlas record label, we just heard from 1957.
little rusty, aren't
a little you? Rusty, yeah. Well, it's only been about 7.5 years since I did this thing. Okay,
we heard a little rusty there.
The Travelers on Atlas with Lenora. Before that, from 56, the Parakeets on Atlas with Yvonne. Before that, from 57, we flipped over the Travelers record and we heard Betty Jean. And we began with.
Well, let me show you how it's done, Tompkins. And certainly. Before that, from 1956 on Atlas Records. Their first of four releases, the Parakeets with I Have a Love.
And the next time I take label law, you can do my oral presentation in class for me. How's that?
Absolutely.
Okay, we want to say hi to Doug Powell, Smokey and he are on the old R&B ship. Have a great show. Thank you. Hi to, the McGuire's, I believe that is, Annie K, Ron Fieba, and all the cool cats. Also, hello to former chauffeur and personal valet, the one Dominic Joseph Augustus D'Elia, our good friend and fellow Vietnam veteran, Mike Bauer.
Yes, and Mike is pretty busy at home now, dubbing about 7 or 8 of our quote-unquote last shows.
Right. The people want to know, when we finally retire, is it for real this time?
We may come back from the dead to do this one.
This is true. Well, guess what? It's your turn, Tootsie.
All right, well, my turn is I want to say hello to Smokey and Doug Powell. How's that?
Argyle.
Not Argyle, Khalifa. That's my cat.
Your cat.
Anyway, hi to Doug Powell. He gave me a request, which I would like to give to my partner, Neil Hirsch. By the way, Neil, please call us back. Someone cut you off.
He did call back.
Yeah, he did call back.
He did call back. We apologize. Okay. Whoever did, I apologized to him for that. And he wanted to remind everybody he will be here next week after Fordham Ram football. The Rams are taking a break this week, folks. After a tremendous no-winning and 8-loss season, they decided to take the week off.
Yes.
to recuperate.
Maybe to earn their whatever, they should start ripping down the antenna or something, you know.
Right.
Anyway, this is as late as it's going to get. I'm going to play something Actually, I'm going to do a spotlight on the Carnival label.
Ho, ho.
But let me tell you something.
Take cover. Take cover.
The last record in this four-record set is an absolute killer. And on this beautiful November 5th day.
This is not nice to do to people. I mean, they're going to break a sweat here.
This is unbelievable. Yeah, Mondrone is playing records from the 60s. But
with strings in them, no less.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to start off with an unknown record. I don't know anything about this record. So maybe we'll get 15 or 16 phone calls on who it is. A gentleman by the name of Phil Terrell with a vocal group, and this is from 1960 whatever, because I don't even know the year.
There's the street that I live on, the church in which I attend, the school I graduated from, and all of my friends. Don't you know that all of this can be mine and yours? Don't you know when
or is it asking? 'cause your baby doll is never, never coming home. Whoa, whoa,
baby.
Yes, I need your loving touch.
Baby.
Yes, I love you oh so much. I'm crying 'cause I love you.
Gadzooks, gadzooks.
Told you it was a killer. Even Ed Killeen over here liked it.
Killeen.
Yeah.
Killeen-o.
Ed Killeen.
Killeen-o. We made a paisano out of him.
Ed Killeen.
Ed Killeen.
Anyway, that is a killer. I absolutely do not know anything about that, except it is on a Carnival CD, and I would also like to dedicate it to everybody at Relic Records, and that's George Lavatelli's favorite record.
Mm-hmm.
One of his many thousands of favorite
this
records.
This is true. I can understand why, too.
That's okay. An unbelievable thing. The gentleman's name is Phil Terrell, and I can't give you a year because I don't know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, a standard soul record, When We Are Made as One by the Manhattans. That's when they were five gentlemen on Carnival. Before that, Call Somebody Please, also by the Manhattans. And before that, Can I Come In by the same gentleman, Phil Terrell.
And I apologize for botching that up.
That's I realize hey, what else? Very, very
yeah,
rusty.
Right. Yeah, very. A little rusty, yeah. So I haven't been here in so long, I didn't know the cassette deck starts remotely
well,
now.
Well, if you stop talking to Ed Killeen and pay attention to what you're doing.
Sure, Maloof.
You know, this, by the way, he just took over the show. I supposed to be my guest today. Neil, Danny, help. Anyway, on a more serious note, Linda would like to dedicate that last record set in memory of Carlos. She will love him, and she will continue to do so. And what a nicer way to say that, in memory of Carlos, than with that last record we played. And also, happy birthday to Linda from Martha.
Okay.
What's next?
We're going to go to
California. You took over the show.
Right, I took over the show. We're going to go to California now.
How are we going to get there, George?
We're going to go by Midnight Flyer.
The Katy, the Katy, the Katy, the Katy, the Katy, the Katy, the Katy.
Midnight Flyer, take me to L.A. Midnight Flyer, take me to L.A. Tell me all this and jump on Santa Fe. Midnight Flyer, roll on down.
me. I'm sorry if I broke your heart. I know I was wrong, and now I can see that I was to blame from the start. I promise you, from now on I'll be true. Darling, say you still want me, and then you'll never be sorry again.
In a strain. When you call my name, all that I have, lay the game fair. Change your mind. I'll be doing just fine. All that I have, lay the game.
California. I love it. Okay, October 1958, a group called the Pleds that sound a lot like the Shields on the Liberty record label with Hungry for Your Love. And we want to send that one out especially to Carla out there in Iowa from Mr. Ed Killian.
Ed Killian.
Ed Killian.
Mr. Ed Killian.
Killian, my main man.
Okay.
Also, we want to say hi to Mikey Fidel and thank him for his big 50 buckaroos, which we expect every year from now on. Okay.
You also expect the phone to be quiet now.
This is true. And hi to Bernie from Bayside, who says hi to Dan and Neil and to the two lunatics. Wonder who that might be.
Yeah, not me.
Right.
I'm very sane.
This is true.
From April of 1959 on Dot Records, the Shields again would play the game fair, because I think the Pleds are the Shields.
I think so, too.
And before that, from October of 1958, The Shields with I'm Sorry Now. And we started off that Jumpin' California set from 1959 on RV with The Tramps and doing one called Midnight Flyer.
Did I tell you what they told me in school the other night after I did my oral presentation?
No, pray tell. Tell me, George, because you're going to do it anyway.
Don't give up your day job. And I said, I don't have one. I love it.
Yeah, it's great to be retired anyway.
Okay, Maloof, it's your turn again.
Okay. Thanks to the diligence, I should say, of Relic Productions, a couple of great CDs have come out over the last couple of weeks, and a couple of them happened to be called Robin and Red Robin. Killer CDs, by the way. And I kind of mixed it up here. I'm going to play four in a row.
We should send these all out to Bernie from Bayside, you know.
Okay, you can send it out to
Red
Bernie
Robin
from
is
Bayside.
Like, you know, one of his all-time up-there labels, you know what I mean?
Okay, my show, but he interrupts, you know.
Certainly.
Nice guest I have.
Right.
God. Anyway, I want to dedicate the first one I'm going to play to our partner, Neil Hirsch.
Okay.
And if this is not note for note, eyesight to the blind, this is a gentleman called Alan Bunn. Now, Alan Bunn is probably renowned for singing with the Larks. He was also Tar Heel Slim of Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Wheels hit record, My Heart's Desire, the flip, Let's Have a Ball, is Mr. Alan Bunn singing lead. I think that that story is very weird, because I don't think they had enough of material at the time. When they put out My Heart's Desire, I don't think the Wheels had a flip. And I believe that Alan Bunn and the Wheels, well, they backed him up on that. But this is from 1953. As a matter of fact,
probably the Larks backing him up here.
Could be. It's from 53, and it's Red Robin number 124. This is a great blues side. And this is for Neil. Neil, here it comes, My Kind of Woman. Morning!
60 no
more.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more. Yes, a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I thought that you were sweet. My head went to spinning and it swept me off my feet. Yes, I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more. Yes, a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford. When I first met you, baby, I took you for myself. But I found out, baby, that you love somebody else. I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more. Yes, a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more. Love you, baby, but I can't do 60 no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, a short 30 minutes, all that I can afford.
Thank you.
can't do 60 no more.
Tell me why.
Yes, I love you, baby, can't do 60 no more.
He's got it better than any good.
Just a short 30 minutes, that's all your daddy can afford. Because I
love you, baby.
60 minutes
can't afford.
Okay, that was our first spotlight on Rainbow.
Right. You'll be okay.
I haven't done the show in a long time.
Yeah, right.
First
you got some nerve picking
Robin.
On me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it's the wine.
Right.
No, seriously, that was our first spotlight on Red Robin, and what you just heard was from 1955. That was Charles Sampson, Carl Hogan, and they called themselves Charles and Carl, Red Robin number 137. And that was called Lucky Star. Now, you all know Charles Sampson sang with the Velvets. And Carl Hogan was a miracle, a Valentine, and what have you.
Whatever.
An original dreamer, because I believe the Valentines were originally called the Dreamers, mm-hmm. although they never recorded that way.
Right.
Before that, a great blues record from 1951, the Dewdroppers, Red Robin number 108, and that was called Can't Do 60 No More. That's what Tompkins is going to be singing soon. And before that, one of my favorite Red Robin records, Tippin' by the Tops, Red Robin number 126, and you had just listened to the unmistakable voice of one of the heartbreakers, Mr. Robert Evans. And before that, we started off our four-record spotlight set on Red Robin with Alan Bunn and a vocal group, possibly the Larks, with one called My Kind of Woman. And we speculated on the
Wheels.
The Wheels record, and Dominic came up with Dominic D'Elia, a great guy, right. One of the greatest guys I've ever known.
World's greatest expert on vocal group harmony records.
He came up with what happened. Alan Bunn was just walking by one day with his guitar, and he saw the spaceship. He threw his guitar, knocked down the spaceship, and these four guys
came Wheels.
Out. Right, there you go.
Rudolph Anderson and the rest of the
guys. There you go.
Said, let's sing, Alan.
There you go.
Wonderful.
And me, I was speculating here, and Dominic knew all along.
That's right.
We'd like to say hello to Joanne McGuire, and she'd love the carnival material. She'd like to say hi to Doug Powell, Annie Kay, and Danny Neal, Sal, and George. You mean the two lunatics at the end.
You got it.
Now you're playing one of my favorite vocal groups.
Mm-hmm. Back to 1954 we go now. Up-tempo. We got the Checkers from April of that year with Don't Stop Dan.
Don't stop Dan.
No.
And you're in sand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't stop Dan.
No.
And you're in sand.
Well, 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 the other night I met a little girl. Man, she was really out of this world. I said, I'll teach her love and dance. 60 minutes planned, but she said,
don't stop.
I think you better go, but she said, don't stop. She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving Dan. You got 59 minutes to go. Kiss her too. She told me that would never do. Then she gave me a kiss and was mighty strong. 60 minutes long, but she said,
don't stop.
I think you better go, but she said,
don't stop.
She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving. Then you got 59 minutes to go. But she told me that wouldn't be right. She just didn't seem to understand my 60 minutes plan. But she said,
don't stop.
I think you better go. But she said,
don't stop.
She kept on saying no, till she cried, don't stop loving. Then you got 59 minutes to go.